Attempt at pronouncing the name Gigi Udraco. 1. Soleil Radio, 2nd of October, 2007.
Number 1. I'm actually going to check who are on the top 20 voters list, actually. Number 12, we had Poison. Number 11, Dr. Duke. And number 10, maybe I should have done the thing at number 10, because that is Gudraco, maybe?
I'd give him 5 out of 10.
The following podcast is given a universal rating. Yippee.
Yes, hello, welcome to episode, pilot episode 3 of
Podcast.
And this time I'm going to concentrate on something that you might know a bit more than I did last time. That would be the Commodore 64. I actually used to own one of these machines, unlike the ZX last time. But sadly, it's not using a chip that I'm fond of. It's using the synthesizer chip, the SID 6581, or 8580 if you bought it after 1987. Anyway, podcast, blip blop, no slop. allow me to interrupt again with some information on the machine. The sound chip was designed by Robert Yanis at around 1981-1982 for the computer's release, and lasted for a good 10 years or so. Now, unlike most sound chip designers, this one was designed by somebody who actually had knowledge of synthesizers. So, sorry, me lisping thimphifiver there. He knew what he was doing. He knew how to make music sound good. And that's why there is still a massive, wide, massive demo scene still to this day involving the SID chip. There's even been some controversy in the last 10 years, what with various people actually using the SID chip in music that you can hear in the charts. The latest controversy being Timbaland plagiarizing music. What a fun little guy. I wonder what his response was to the whole thing. I'll play you a little 5-second sample that sums the whole thing up. What you heard first of all was the Elite Loader. So, as you were pressing play on tape and waiting for the whole thing to load, that would have been playing if you were playing a game from Elite. Not the little spaceship that plays Blue Danube as you dock, no, the actual company Elite. And what you're hearing now is the music for Tetris. None of that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, although I might play that in a future podcast. This is the original Tetris. Well, the original commercial release. This lasts 27 and a half minutes. But don't worry, I'm not going to keep you in suspense the whole time. I will be playing more music. I actually had a good fiddle with this tune, and it's reduced down to a good 9 minutes. Most of the tunes I'll be playing today will involve the SID Top 100. SID chip music is easily available nowadays, knowing that most of the games are out of copyright, so you can go into a website called the High Voltage SID Collection, get yourself a SID emulator, and you can start listening to all the music from those games of yesteryear. We'll be right back. Anyway, this was Tetris from Wally Baben, the Get On With It remix from me. The next track I'll be playing is from Gauntlet 3. Wonderful tune from Tim and Jeff Follin. It's a nice short one, and it came in at number 65, voted by the Sid Fanatics. Gauntlet 3 contained 3D graphics, unlike the other two, and even though it was on a green screen, monochrome type thing on the ZX and the CPC, the C64 had it in colour. Unfortunately, it was never released in the shops. Good old Timmy! How about some drone tell? Yeah, there it is. So, we've got Jerome Tell, who was a member of the Maniacs of Noise, a group of Dutch music coders, mostly doing music for the C64, but they did some freelance work as well, and also did some background music. They're still around today, although their membership list has changed a bit. Current members are Drax, Jerome Tell and Laxity, and former members include Charles Deneen, Mad, Johannes Beauregard, the legend, and the even legender Rein Auerhand. In fact, Rein is considered a legend to this day, because he's not writing music for the C64, of course, the computer's expired now, but he's writing remixes of other people's work that came from the C64. Very popular man, and I've contacted him a few times. Yes, I've been that lucky. However, recently I have sort of offended him with a certain comment I made about one of his pieces of works, but it was only the first offence I made, so I'm being let off for now. It's a wonderful sound, much better than the beeper you heard in the last episode. That's because instead of a beeper just having the square wave, the SID chip had the option of sawtooth, sine, square, or noise. And you had 3 channels for it as well. This allowed for much better music. Earlier on, you did hear Tim Follin have his go on the SID chip. He's probably the only musician I know who's actually had a go on all three systems. Oh, actually, David Whittaker's one. Oops. Actually, I still feel bad about that whole rhyme thing. I bought one of his albums today. Not because of the problem. No, I really liked his work and I've been trying to get a copy since Christmas. Oh, we all love a Dutch composer. Still works with other musicians, apparently. Remixing popular Dutch music popular Dutch artists. Regularly broadcasts on Slay Radio, the popular C64 orientated remix station. I know what to do. I'll play a public service announcement.
My mom always taught me that sharing is a good thing.
I made most of my best friends in elementary school when I shared my crayons, my toys, my pudding pops.
English Dictionary. Pudding pops. American slang for fecal matter.
I always found mom was right.
Now I share my time, my money, even my music and movies with my friends.
Oh yeah, and whose friends are these? Is this like Mr. Invisible? Harvey the Rabbit?
The file sharing sites make it so easy.
Just log on to the internet and I can listen to any song or watch any movie I want.
Yeah, so long you spend most of the day just gawping at the screen, waiting and waiting until it gets to 99% and stays there.
I never thought that it was wrong.
I never thought it was wrong.
I never thought it was wrong. Everybody was doing it.
And if everybody else fell off a bridge, would you do it? Oh, hang on, you probably smoke dope, so I'm not surprised.
And then one day I thought about it.
I can't share something that's not mine.
That sounds more like stealing.
Sounds more like a fact of life. Now bend down.
So I checked into it.
Turns out, downloading copies of movies and songs from those sites is against the law.
It's called piracy and it's not fair.
You're also displaying something that's called condescending. And you're a prime example of it.
People that wrote those songs and made those movies
spent a lot of time and worked really hard on them.
So they should get paid for their work.
Yeah, try telling Timbaland about that with Acid Jazz.
It's from a video game, idiot. Freaking jerk.
Seems like he won't apologize. Freaking jerk.
It just makes sense.
First, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I didn't know.
But now I do.
Wow. That makes a total of people who know to 3. I think that's worthy of a celebration. Let's listen to some Martin Galway.
Thank you.
Commodores seem to have the same problem as Spectrums. Oh, my penny girl, she's so free and mine. Okay, enough singing. Martin Galway with Hi-ya! Yee-ah, Kung Fu 2. And what's playing now is the prototype version of R-Type, the conversion for the C64. I like R-Type. Don't like playing it though. Very hard. Very difficult. And apparently its conversion to the C64 was also riddled with problems. They went over to this guy, Barry Leach, and asked him whether they could do the music for him. He said yes, produced some. They didn't like it. They went over to Chris Hulsbeck. And maybe Ramiro Baca. That one got popular, but Barry Leach's one just went away into the ether, never to be found for another 10 years or so. I like this. It sort of preps you up, ready for the game. The other one just sounds more like a dance track. Mr. Leach actually remained faithful to the actual conversion itself. If you compare the music from the arcade to the work he did, available on the High Voltage SID collection, you'll actually find out that, as I said, he's very faithful to the arcade version. Hulsbeck's work is a bit more remixy. Have a listen. Thank you. Hulsbeck and maybe Romero Vacher with R-Type, the final release. Still prefer Barry Leach's version, but it's all down to opinion in the end. Right, I'm going to write a letter. Dear Mr. Galway, please can you show us the ascent of man using only the power of music? Thank you, GGU Draco. What do you get when you cross two girls who love to sleep and have wonderful dreams and adventures in Dreamland? You get the Great Guyana Sisters. a popular game for the C64, but we all knew in the end that it was just a great big Mario clone. So clone-y, in fact, that it had to be taken off the shelves very quickly. Here's the tape loader music. Happy go, happy time! Tape loading speed 300 baud? Oh, we're in for a long wait. CD, why can't I? Oh, is it loaded? Oh, no. It's crashed again. Reasons to be cheerful. The game is loaded! Chris Holzbeck with the Great Guyana Sisters Tape Loader. What's playing now is The Last Ninja 2. The Last Ninja trilogy was very popular. The first game or so being released on practically most computers of the day, 2 being released on the CPC and the ZX and the Amiga, as well as the C64, but number 3 was C64 and Amiga only. The one you're listening to at the moment is number 2. I've just said that. Anyway, this music's from Matt Gray, and the game wasn't very popular, so they released it again under the title of Last Ninja Remix, with spiffy new music made by the masterest of creationists, Mr. Ryan Auerhart. Oh, hang on, I offended him recently. Doesn't matter, I'll play some of his music later on. If anyone who's actually watched Reeves and Mortimer, you'd know that there's a certain little sketch where they talk about Brian May, who can only communicate by the power of music. This part of the show was going to be dedicated to me, sort of, you know, making a little josh at Ryan, saying that he could only communicate using the power of music, and I was going to use bits of his SIDs to, you know, the story. Knowing that I have been lacking in tact recently, I'm not going to do it. Unless he really wants me to, or it's popular enough, or he doesn't mind, I don't know. But I'm going to lie low for a while. Yeah, I'll just play some of his music now.
Thank you.
Rhine's interpretation of The Ascent of Man. So this is Hob Rubbard's Delta, the nice little title music that you hear that gets you prepped up for space shooting. Well, it's about 45 minutes now, and I'm going to leave you be with two more tracks. The first one is going to be a remix from the ever-popular community of remix.qued.org. It's going to be Artura by Mackie, featuring Andreas Wallström, wonderful Swedish duo. And afterwards, I'm going to display a little surprise, which I'll keep until I'm just about to play. Show credits, I'm GGU Draco, featuring the Commodore 64 and the SID 6581 or 8550 chip. Wonderful little piece of machinery. As I said, Rob Yannis, well done. Audacity helped create this podcast alongside the very temperamental Sandblaster Audigy 2. Show notes will explain all the web links and any information. And with that, I'll just leave you to Arturo featuring Mackie.
Hello, this is Mackie, and I am speaking out of my ass.
Speak, you're frozen, and he nodded to the beast. A feast so small the dark one said can make your life a feast.
Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Grab yourself a bottle of wine and drink it with delight. Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Let me table you and bang yourself another pint.
Well, the young man said, don't bother, soon I'll find an inn. Because your home and castle is built on wicked sin. The devil looked offended as the offer was denied. But still he opened up the door, inviting him inside.
Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Grab yourself a bottle of wine and drink it with delight. Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Let me table you and drink yourself another pint.
One asked, are you not tempted? He said, not the least. For little did the devil know the man talking was a priest.
Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Grab yourself a bottle of wine and drink it with delight. Come within these walls of mine before the frosty bite. Let me table you and bang yourself another pint.
Who's completed the game Portal? Who's heard the end music? And who wants to hear it on a real terminal? Thank you. suddenly have an urge to go down to the local bakery. Oh, before I do that, attempt at pronouncing the name GGU Draco. Attempt number 2. Rhein Auerhand. Sunday service, Christmas edition, 9th of December 2007. Live on Slay Radio.
GG.
Yeah, exactly. That guy.
GGU Draco.
A good old 10 out of 10. He got it right.